see the gun doctor.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, June 12th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I had posted on my Twitter account, my ex account, a doctor of psychology. Her name is Lori Aboli. She was speaking at a major event that was being broadcast via Zoom across the world. Laura Aboli. She has a master's degree in psychiatry. She's been studying this issue for decades. She looks a lot like Mrs. Trump, Donald Trump's wife, Melania. She looks like her. She sounds like her.
Is to eradicate humanity as we know it. Once you understand the final destination, it becomes much easier to look back and identify the psychological conditioning, the biological tampering, the cultural grooming, and the educational prepping that we have been subjected to for decades in preparation to making us accept a post-human future. It takes a lot of physical and psychological abuse to get an intelligent species like ours to agree to its own extinction. Most, if not all, that has transcended in the last 60 years was designed to get us closer to accepting such a dystopian reality. Whether you care to accept it or not, we live in a hyper-controlled matrix where our perception of reality is meticulously planned, managed, and executed in order to control and steer us in whichever direction they wish. And the direction is a post-human world. For this, they first needed to destabilize, dehumanize, and demoralize humanity through every means possible. The destruction of the nuclear family, children being indoctrinated by the state, abortion, the eradication of God and spirituality from education, life in mega cities and away from nature, toxic food, air and water, social media, replacing real human connection and interaction, engineered financial crisis and taxation, endless wars and massive migration, stress, anxiety, depression, drugs and alcohol, constant fear mongering, moral relativism as the new religion. And I could go on and on about how humanity has been influenced and forced to move away from all the things that give us strength, security, purpose, and meaning. A weak, immoral, disconnected, ignorant, and unhealthy population is an easy target for the next stage, the creation of an entire generation of androgynous beings. Masculinity is under attack psychologically, culturally, and biologically. Women are being replaced in sports, entertainment, and politics by men pretending to be women. And children are being indoctrinated at school to think that gender is a choice. The transgender movement is not a grassroots movement. It comes from the top. It has nothing to do with people's freedom of expression, sexuality, or civil rights. It's an evil psyop with a clear agenda to get us closer to transhumanism by making us question the most fundamental notion of human identity, our gender. If you don't know who you are If you already identify as a hybrid between a man and a woman, you will be easily convinced to become a hybrid between human and machine. Gender ideology is the 2 + 2 = 5 from George Orwell's 1984 dystopian novel. It's the final test to see whether we will follow the most absurd party line towards our own extinction. But 2 + 2 = 4. And no matter how you choose to dress, call yourself, or change your physique, will not change that. The sad reality, though, is that in the gaslighting process to get us closer to a post-human future, they have mentally and physically harmed an increasing number of children and young people. And it's only getting worse. This must be stopped.
That is her speech that she gave at a public forum, and I apologize for the music. It overpowered her voice at times, but this was a track. I posted it on my Twitter X account, and she speaks the truth, and there's so much more she didn't even get into. How did they accomplish this? You heard Dr. Jeff talk about it. Most conservatives go along, get along, leave me alone. I just want to live my life. That's not what these people do. They do not live their lives this way. They are on a mission, an organized mission. You have to understand something. This is their life. Clayton says up in Pickford, can you send me this video audio you're playing right now? Yes, I will get the link off of the Twitter post and send it to you. Rod Wheeler, they're controlling thousands. In Onaway is what he's saying. Clayton, I will send it to you. I'll get it to you. But here's the point. I just got the names of the board. These directors of this board in Onaway. And I'm going to announce it on the radio right now. The Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance in Onaway, Michigan has incorporated. I don't know what year this is, but it's July 18th. So obviously it's not this year. It was probably last year. I'm not sure. The undersigned, comma, for the purpose of forming a social welfare corporation. Under the nonprofit corporation laws of the state of Michigan, MCL 450.2101-450.3192, established and signed their articles of incorporation and unanimously approved the Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance's bylaws. The director, one of the directors, I believe is Max Butger. Director, another director, I believe is Lisa Pockmeyer. It says L. They don't have their first names here. The chairperson is Tad Price. Who's Tad Price? He's already filed to run for Onaway School Board. S. Porter, I don't know her first name, is the secretary. I believe she's one of the school board members. Porter, Annette Porter, who currently sits on the school board. I believe that's her daughter. I forget her name. Starts with an S. And guess who is the vice chair and treasurer? Treasurer. Person in charge of funding the Onaway Area Queer Straight Alliance is none other than Teacher of the Year by Gretchen Whitmer, our governor, Kimberly Wigglesworth. A school teacher at the school. She's the vice chair and treasurer of this group. A union school teacher who has attacked kids in her classroom on election day wearing a Joe Biden t-shirt telling the students that if their parents voted for Donald Trump, they were voting for a Nazi. And when a child stood up and challenged her on it, she told him to sit down and shut up because your white privilege is showing. fact. We have the video of it. This woman has been pushing this agenda in Ottawa schools for years. And she is the vice chair and treasurer of this corporation. In the Ottawa area, Queer Straight Alliance's chairperson has already filed his papers to run to be on the Ottawa school board and get elected this November. Well, the concerned parents are fed up, and they're going to get even a stronger majority on that school board this year, and there will be major changes coming in Ottawa schools. It's game on, people. If you live in Ottawa or you know anybody that lives in the Ottawa School Board, they need to listen to this podcast. You need to share this information. I am going to save this photograph that was sent to me of the directors, Butker, Pockmeyer, Price, Porter, and Wigglesworth. I just saved it to my phone. I'm also going to save the photograph of their meeting where they used a taxpayer paid for school building to hold their meeting. This is unbelievable, people. And the thing of it is, they're running for office. They want the people of Ottawa to vote them in so that they can try to get the majority and reinstate their woke agenda and drive it even further. Well, if you live in Ottawa, Michigan, I got a very simple question for you. How do you feel about that? How do you plan to vote in November for these school board seats? And folks, like I say, they're not just doing this in Ottawa. They're doing it across the entire state, across the entire country. It's all part of what that Dr. Laura Oboli said in that video. You have got to understand that this is a war. They are not stopping. They already got gay marriage. They already got abortion on demand, but they're not done. This is literally a battle for our future humanity. Last segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. If you would like that Twitter post that has the video, text me Dr. L as in Laura. Dr. L. Dr. period L. And I'll send it to you. Post it everywhere. Share it. Get the word out. You see, one thing you have to understand, people, this is a planned agenda. I did not realize that that many people living in the United States of America hate our country. They hate our founding. They hate our Constitution. They hate our politics. They hate the fact that we are a constitutional republic and that we have an electoral college that elects our president. They want us to enter into an interstate national popular vote compact. The Democrats are pushing it right now in Lansing to get it done before July 1st. I did not realize that they hated the patriotism of this country, the history of it. The values and the principles on which this country was created, our states, our counties, the way things are organized. I did not realize they hated our nuclear family so much, which is kind of ironic and funny, because without a nuclear family, they would have never been born. If your parents were homosexuals and lesbians, you would not exist on planet Earth. But you see, they don't get that. They're here, so they're going to confuse the children and to cause all kinds of mental stress on them, leading them to drugs, alcohol, puberty blockers. I don't know if you guys have seen this documentary, but Epoch Times put out an unbelievable documentary movie about children who got mentally confused about their gender and actually mutilated their bodies. Testicles removed, penises sliced and turned inside out to surgically create vaginas. Young girls completely chopping off their breasts, taking hormones of testosterone to make them grow facial hair. And now as adults have regretted their decisions. And where did they get the idea that they had to do this to their bodies when they were young? In the public schools. Every single one of them in that documentary movie by Epoch Times said they went to a public school. And where did they learn it? From their teachers, counselors, fellow students. Many of them wanting to commit suicide for what they had done to their bodies. Now realizing their true identity, their true sexuality, they want to have a relationship with a member of the opposite sex so that they could maybe have children. They can't. They've been surgically mutilated to the point where they can't even do that. If they're not wanting to commit suicide, they are definitely abusing drugs and alcohol. Why have we tolerated our public schools to do this to our children? Because we didn't know what was happening. Because we did not know that this is what they were pushing on our kids. But we do now. I just had four people ask me to text them these pictures I have saved in my phone so that they can send it to people they know that live in Ottaway. It's the only way this information is going to get out there, people. Rod Wheeler says, Randy, don't forget, God only allows evil for so long until he destroys them. Then I got a very simple question, Rod. When? We watch the TV show called The Chosen. They have kind of a standing joke in the storyline. When Jesus is asked questions about when are you going to do this? When are you going to do that? His answer, soon. Peter Simon says to him, soon? That's such an arbitrary word. Soon. Is that like in a minute? Is that in an hour? Is that tomorrow? Is that next year? Is it 100 years? Define it. You know what Jesus did? He looked at him and laughed. All in God's time, brother. You see, one thing that you have to understand, people. We have allowed this to happen. We did this. We can change it. It's that simple. Once you realize their agenda, once you realize and understand that this is an all-out war that must be stomped out, the enemy must be killed. Got another text message. Transgender people have an 80% suicide rate. Mental illness, there's your proof. Share this video. If I send it to you, you are obligated to share this on social media. Whatever you have, Facebook, Twitter, I don't care. Final hour of today's show. We're going to have some guests on. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities.